Molly on Hot 101.5.
Good Thursday morning. It is April 15th, year of our Lord, 2021. My name is Miguel Fuller.
I'm Holly O'Connor.
I'm Scotty the Body.
And we are live right now on the Miguel and Holly and the Hot 101.5 Facebook page. You can hop on, say hi, let us know where you're listening from. Holly, how are you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good. It was a long day yesterday, and I just want to shout out to co-parents. Like, you know, if you are divorced and, you know, your kid does the trek between one house and another, mm-hmm. whether that's on weekends or long way, however it works for you guys. I just want to give you a shout out because I know I cannot be the only one whose child acts a different way when they come back from the other parent's house.
Mm.
And it's like normal. It's like a normal thing that happens because there's like a different set of rules and there's just, it's just different. So
right. You
feel for the kid, except like for when my daughter comes home from her dad's house for it depends on the length of time she was there. It's like equivalent. So then it takes like a couple of that many more days to like get readjusted.
Mm.
And usually what I notice is that she gets like real sassy.
Oh.
It's like a lot of back talking,
oh,
a lot of argumentativeness where it's like I could literally be like, oh, the sky is so blue today. And she'd be like, it's not that blue.
Oh, no.
Defining any reason.
It's actually a little bit pale blue. I think they call it azure. Like, and I'd be like, what? You're right. Like, why are we fighting about this? Like, it's everything. So I just want to, we're dealing with that for the past couple days. So shouts out to those parents. I see you.
Scott, how are you doing this morning?
Man, I am lit up, as in hungover.
Oh.
But it's okay.
Oh, no.
It's fine. No, last night I decided to go to the Saint, the Speakeasy, to go see a burlesque show. A burlesque.
Good. There you
go.
Look at me getting English.
If you missed it yesterday, Scott was telling us about him going to, what did you call it yesterday? The
burlesque?
Burlesque.
That sounds wrong. Nope, that can't be right.
No. Burlicue? Like, what were you going to?
I don't know, because I've never been to one, but I remember going. They're like, yeah, we do these shows on Wednesdays for a burlesque. And I don't really know what it was, but now I do.
Now
and
you
I'm
do.
In love with it.
Oh man.
That's a naughty show. Cool. It's cool, though. Like, I had a lot of drinks, but I didn't realize that there's so much skin that's shown in these shows.
Yeah, it's racy.
Oh,
I mean, it's,
yeah.
We're not talking full nudity.
No, but that almost made it even better.
It's like tastefully
peekaboo.
It's good.
No, I liked it. I don't even know how much I could get into it. But it was a lot of fun. Like, such a weeknight activity that I knew I was going to wake up feeling like, ooh.
But it was
so worth it.
You're
it was
feeling
like,
a
awesome.
Little rough.
Yeah.
As I was getting into bed at about 8:45, and I was just doing my little quick last scroll of social media, and I saw Scott on his Insta, and he's like, sorry, Miguel and Holly, having a cocktail.
Oh, I sure didn't even see that. Like,
well, I Ubered last night, so I was like, bring it on.
This is the benefit of you being in your early 20s is that, like, yeah, hangover, but you could still do your job.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm like, right now I know I could do it because I know in, like, the next couple years I probably won't be able to do it. So
no.
I'm living it up now while I can, and it's worth it, and I love it. I feel great right now.
There you go. Get it done.
Wow. I'm just so envious. I feel like this was the defining moment is when Lizzo was last in town and when she was at the USF Dome.
Mm.
And I remember we were like, all right, we're going to leave halfway through the show. But then Lizzo is Lizzo. And
yes.
It was such an amazing performance.
It's like, how do you tear yourself away halfway through and miss like all the good hits that they always save till the end?
Seriously. And you couldn't. And so we stayed to the very end. And I remember I didn't get home until about 12:30. Finally didn't get to bed till like 1 that night.
Mm.
I felt like I had the flu the next day. Like, I have never felt worse. And that's when I said, I can officially no longer stay out late and then come in and do the show the next day. That's when I discovered it's not possible anymore.
Same.
So
when I went and saw you two when they were here, and then I threw up on the air. So,
oh, geez.
We were literally doing Hot and Trending, and midway through a story, Holly was like, I'm sorry.
Like, I was like, I'm sorry. And I just walked out.
Literally in the middle of a segment.
That has never happened before, nor will it ever happen again.
Never
but again, that's when you know.
Mm. Absolutely. So, Scott, we're leaning on you for
Enjoy
these fun
it.
Weeknights.
I will. I'll keep going. I had a blast. I'll do it again.
All right. It is 5:56. Holly, what is our Tampa Bay train wreck?
I'm glad you asked, friend.
Oh, my.
This is a choose-your-own-ending story out of Orlando.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the main setup, and then I'm going to give you two endings to choose from. You choose which one you think is right.
Okay.
All right. So there was this gentleman whose grandmother kicked him out of the house. She said, no more with this boy in my house. he's not a boy, he's a man. But anyway, so he went to a woman's house. I'm guessing he knew her because he showed up at some random woman's house and asked to come in. She was like, no, but here's $100 to go get yourself a hotel room. He declined and then threatened to set her house on fire. So that's fine. Now, the police were called. So they're already aware that there's a person and that there's a guy out here who's a little wackadoo. Now, here's the choose your own adventure part. Did he, A, drive off, go to a fast food place, and then wrecked it because their ice cream machine was broken?
Okay.
Or did he drive off, hit another car, and go into a pond?
877-999-1015. Call up. Make a choice. Choose your own adventure.
Choose your own adventure.
You'll get some Miguel and Holly swag for doing it. We'll take your calls next.
Let's go. Hot 101.5.
We know you miss the music, the energy, the lights.
I just miss partying.
EDC Orlando is back.
And we're ready to live our best lives under the electric sky and celebrate life, love, art, and music.
From the stages and the sound to the pyrotechnics and the performers.
So many unique elements go into bringing this world to life.
Listen every afternoon at 5 with Serrano. Our tickets to EDC Orlando, November 12th through the 14th at Tinker Field.
Plus, an extra way to win is happening now inside the Hot 101.5 app.
Can I help you dye your hair neon pink again? Please!
Only if I get to do you next. Deal?
Deal.
EDC Orlando. Tickets on sale now.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Brainwreck, Alex from Newport Richey. You are the first Miguel and Holly fam member on this morning. So you work overnight. What does your schedule look like, and when do you sleep?
I sleep during the day, and my schedule is like every 2 days I work.
You're like a bat.
Tough. That is tough because your body's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like do you ever feel rested?
Sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes.
No, I feel that.
I feel like that's being an adult.
Yeah, I know. But his is a little worse because his body's just like, can we make up our mind? Yeah, I feel you.
Well, let's try to keep you awake as you're headed home. Halle, what is our Tampa Bay train wreck?
All right, this is like a choose-your-own ending of a Tampa Bay train wreck. This actually happened in Orlando area. This guy was kicked out of his grandma's house. Grandma said, nope, get out of my house.
Get out!
So he went to some woman's house. I'm guessing he knew the woman. Asked if he could stay there, and she's like, nah, bruh. But, because I'm a nice person, here's $100 to go get a hotel room.
Okay.
The story could have ended there, and that could have been the end of it.
But
he did not take the $100, and he actually threatened to set her house on fire.
Oh.
Yep, so then she called the police so that she knew that, you know, they knew something crazy was happening. This is where the choose-your-own ending comes in. After that, did he, A, drive off, go to a fast food place, and then wreck it, like in the inside, when their ice cream machine was broken? Or, B, did he drive off, hit another car, and then go into a pond?
Alex, what do you think?
I'm going to go with B.
Okay.
Wrecked his car in a pond.
And went to a pond, okay.
Scott, yes, what do you think?
I'm going to go with A, getting all mad about an ice cream machine. He's already fired up. He wanted an ice cream.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with Scott because he feels kind of reckless. And he was just looking for something to set him off, and that ice cream did it.
I'll tell you, Alex wins.
Oh!
He did indeed drive off, hit a car, go into a retention pond. When he climbed out the pond, the police were waiting and arrested him. So, I do say, though, it could have been the other one because this is... a Tampa Bay train wreck.
I mean,
so.
Listen, maybe if,
yes, it is.
Maybe if his friend got him some ice cream and a burger, he would have calmed down a little bit and not wrecked the car.
I don't know. This is why I love these stories. You just never know what's going to happen.
No, you don't.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for calling in. Hold on for 1 second so we can get your information and get you some Miguel and Holly swag, okay?